Welcome. You're listening to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. My name is Kathy Moser. I am your hostess with the mostest. And this show is an ongoing explorement about all the ways that our recovery can help our creativity and all the ways that our creativity can help our recovery. I got a really special show for you today. I don't know about you, but you know, I am amazed and excited and blessed to be clean and sober. And I just actually celebrated 18 years of continuous recovery last week. And it's amazing and incredible that I don't drink and that I don't do drugs. And it's not enough. I want something more. I want to have the life that can come beyond, not, you know, that recovery can afford me and allow me. And last year, I was able to go to this conference on yoga, meditation, and recovery, and it was run by a man named Tommy Rosen, and who had many other co-teachers with him. But he was talking about beyond addiction, and he said that he wanted to be remembered not because of the fact that he stopped drinking and stopped doing drugs, but because of what he did after he stopped drinking and stopped doing drugs. And I completely relate to that. And he had a vision for this. He called it Recovery 2.0. And this week, there's a free conference online exploring all these different ways that we can take our recovery beyond and can really go to the next level of excellence and wellness and service in the world and achievement. So I'm going to devote this whole show today on this topic, Recovery 2.0. You can find it on the web at recovery2.0.com, and it's literally recovery spelled out as a word, and then the number 2, and then the word point spelled out, P-O-I-N-T, and then O. When I first met Tommy Rosen, he talked about the fact that there's certain aspects of well-being that traditional recovery in this time and in the United States, I'm guessing it's the same elsewhere. I don't have enough travel under my belt to know. But there's certain aspects of well-being that we just ignore in recovery. One of the primary ones being nutrition. In fact, at almost any 12-step meeting you might go to, you're going to see people that are smoking cigarettes, eating sugar, and drinking caffeine, often late at night. And these are people that have well-respected recovery and often long-term abstinence from drugs and alcohol and may have like awesome spiritual progress as well. I don't mean to in any way downplay that. You know, if you are someone who practices the 12 steps, I've seen profound changes in my life and in other people's lives by virtue of doing this. And I want something more. I really want something more for myself because I noticed for myself that sugar, for example, has a huge impact on my physical health as well as my emotional health. Several years ago, I was sick for months. I had a fever, a low-grade fever for months and months, and I got all kinds of tests and went to several different doctors and nobody could find anything wrong, although they all acknowledged that I had a fever. And finally, out of desperation, really, not through any, like, just out of desperation, I stopped eating sugar. And it's totally shifted that for me. So one of the things that you can learn about at Recovery 2.0 and also all different kinds of places, but it's one of the places where we can talk about wellness in the body beyond the awesome and profound choice to stop putting drugs and alcohol in, but to start to look at these other things. Because I know for myself personally, a lot of people in the recovery community, when they talk about wanting to be in balance, they kind of end up laughing about it because they just don't feel that they are in balance. But one thing I'm seeing in this Recovery 2.0 movement and the yoga of recovery is that people are having, in the same way that I was offered hands-on tools for how to stop drinking and drugging, I'm also now being offered these hands-on tools to how to actually achieve balance in life. So if that's something that interests you, Let me just tell you a little bit more where you can find more information about that. On May 6th, this gentleman named Yogi Cameron will be doing a talk on exactly this, finding balance in an addicted world, noticing that just because we stop drinking and drugging or gambling or acting out sexually in an addicted way, we are still so surrounded by it in the culture. And so he was going to be talking about the Ayurvedic, which is the Indian traditions of helping keep the body and the spirit in health. And they have specific lifestyle practices that can help bring us into balance and help us deal with addiction and give us a deeper understanding of our place in this world. And I know for myself personally, some of the traditions that they use, one of them as a singer is they have a thing called a neti pot, which is a way to do a saline rinse of your sinuses. And myself and almost every singer I know I travel with a plastic neti pot, and I use it really regularly. And it's not only helpful and healthy, it's like basically so inexpensive. It's just like a pinch of salt into the water. And they have these very simple but profound tools. I know other members of my family just suffer from sinus issues, and I have a choice. I don't, because of this very simple tool that I learned. So again, that talk, Finding Balance, is going to be on May 6th. There'll also be a talk by David Wolf, and that's Wolf with an E at the end, on food and optimal energy for the person in recovery. I don't know about you, but myself personally, I had to really relearn several times over how to eat. And this talk is going to have specific suggestions for superfoods and supplements and help you create your own strategy for having optimal energy in recovery. I can't remember if I've mentioned it so far, but these talks are up the whole 24-hour period. Everything is free. It is also available for purchase if you want to see it at a later date. But I will again create links to every single presenter so you can find this information for yourself as well if you're not able to tune into this conference. But I hope that the show today will give you food for thought about ways that you can get more in your recovery. The music I've chosen for the show today is from an album called Yoga Revolution, and this first track is Sting, who is a great example of an artist who has taken great care of himself. I know that he is a yoga practitioner, and this song is called, it's called Sea Dreamer. I'm sorry, some of the ones I'm doing later in the show are unpronounceable by me, but this song is called Sea Dreamer. It's featuring Sting, and it's off this album called Yoga Revolution.
Same tide that drew me closer pushed me far away. I held the hand that lit the dark light, nothing I could say. I was on the outside, I was waiting for a sign. I set a course for a hidden island that lay beyond the deceiving silence. I was on the dark side, I was sailing towards the light. I made my way through a sea of silence, a pirate's life full of worthless diamonds. Jealous howling wind,
memory of a safe shoreline I'll never find again. I was on the outside, I was waiting for the right. I fought my way through a sea of violence, but you never heard me scream in silence. I was on the dark side, I was sailing through the night. I'm playing cards at the devil's table, I lost my hand to a headless stable. Every time I hear the music when the ocean breathes, make me wish that I could build a bridge across the sea. And the secrets of the moonlight would carry me where the sun meets the water and the sky breaks free. Is that where you be?
Yoga Revolution. Now, music itself, many people feel, has a healing element to it. I know I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. I have to say for myself personally, I have noticed that often music that I don't like at first, it turns out to be really important to me. And I had a friend of mine who would always play these devotional chanting kind of albums in the car when we were together, and I just thought it was pathetic. I thought that was just, it just made me nuts. And you know, years go by, and it turns out that this music is important to me and is really helpful to me. And I noticed since I've been starting to listen to some of this devotional chanting music that it stays with me and it plays, it becomes a positive soundtrack in my mind. So one of the people who's also going to be part of this conference is Krishna Das, and he is a renowned musician and person who has been part of the yoga meditation spirituality movement for decades. And he talks about how the practice of devotional chanting in bhakti yoga brings this deep state of peace and happiness and connects us back to ourselves. He's also going to share his extraordinary story of recovery recounting his time with his teachers and his knowledge about the sacred mantras. So Krishna Das is going to be part of this conference, and he is available to you online in many other ways. You can find his music in iTunes. I'm sure he has a website. I will post a link to that as well. And I just wanted to give you a sample of what some of that music might be like, or what that music is like. So this is, again, is from this album called Yoga Revolution. And please excuse me, but I really, the title of the song in English is called For Your Love. It has a title that's also in probably Hindi, and I apologize, but I cannot pronounce it correctly, so I'm not going to try. But again, of course, links to everything up on the site. was Krishna Das. I also just want to mention that, although this is kind of late notice for you, but even today, May 5th, when the show is originally broadcasting, Rolf Gates will be doing a talk on Holding the Pose, The Secrets of Long-Term Recovery. He's an amazing yoga teacher I got to work with also at this Yoga Meditation and Recovery Conference, which it happens on the East Coast and on the West Coast once a year. And Rolf Gates has a book out called Meditations from the Mat. And he's got very interesting analogies and ways to help talk about how our physical strengthening and practice in yoga can help so much and relate so directly to our recovery. So that's Rolf Gates, and he also has a website, rolfgates.com, and I'll link to that as well. Two more talks that are coming up later in the conference that I think are really relate to us here on the Wings Over Water Creativity and Recovery podcast on City of Angels Recovery Radio. One is about sexual health as an ally in recovery, and that's going to be given by Buster Ross on May the 6th. You can tune in anytime during that 24-hour period and click on that link. And I think so many people talk about the ways in which the creative energy and the sexual energy are very much coming from the same place. And I think to be able, it's something I don't think it's talked about a lot, at least in the recovery community that I am part of, about how to not only use this energy well and with integrity, but also to cultivate it and to celebrate it and to allow it to be a source of joy and energy and power and inspiration in your life. So that'll be on May 6th, Sexual Health as an Ally in Recovery. Another really interesting talk that's going to be happening that I think is very applicable for us here is there's going to be a talk by Nick Ortner on releasing trauma. Now, I just have done a bunch of workshops on trauma and addiction. And I think that there's no way that if you've had trauma in your life that is unresolved and unhealed, there is no way that it can't be affecting your creativity. And it may cause us to be out of balance with our energy. It may cause us to choose not to be creative at all because it may be too frightening. We may have been shut down or closed down. So I think this is a really rich vein for additional healing for people. So that talk is going to be on May the 6th, and it's called Tapping into Recovery, Releasing Trauma Through the Tapping Solution, which is a really interesting way. It's kind of using the body to help heal the body and therefore also the psyche. So if you are interested in that, you might want to check that out. So I hope I've opened some doors for you today, and I hope if you are a person who is already wanting more, you know, it's funny, a lot of us talk about addiction as being the disease of more, and this is one of the ways in which our quest for more can really serve us if we are feeling like we really want to have a higher level of well-being so that we can have a higher level of recovery and a higher level of creativity and therefore be more useful in the world. So Recovery 2.0, again, you can tune into the conference all week this week. You can find him online. You can find them online at intherooms.com on Tuesday nights. It's, I think, 10 o'clock on East Coast time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast time. And tune in. There are also other talks that I didn't have time to talk about, but like Nikki Myers is doing a talk on codependency. She's the woman who started Y12SR, which is the yoga of 12-step recovery. And her tagline is the issues are in the tissues, how you can help shift your being by shifting your body. There's also talks on food. There's talks on loving someone in recovery. And it's also a great way to connect with a wider community of people who want something more. So I'm going to leave you with another one of those devotional chanting pieces. This is called Om Namo. Again, this is from Yoga Revolution. You've been listening to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. We got shows every day of the week, and we'd love to hear back from you. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Come free yourself from the chains that bind you now. Just open your heart and look deep inside. There's so much to be found. Try to remember this strength in letting go. Nothing burns forever but the fire in your soul.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
By. So let's not forget what carries us through is who we are inside. So why must we fuss and fight and let fear tear us down? There's only one place true peace can be found.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
To slightly I feel know how to love, all the while living good life as the light shines above. They're never gonna take away the lessons that you learn through all the trials and tribulations. One bridge can't be burned. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, sing now. I feel chant we all the things that bring you down. Say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya out loud. Look deep inside, that's where Jah can be found.
Fear is just a ghost that lives inside our minds. When we learn to rise above, we'll leave those ghosts behind. I'm singing out.